USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Civilian evacuations are moving forward in eastern Ukraine a day after a suspected missile strike from Russia killed at least 52 people and hurt more than 100 at a train station. Nate Mook with World Central Kitchen was in the area shortly after the attack.
The damage was spread out from the platform all the way to the outside of the station. There were cars that had been on fire that had been put out by the fire department. There were individuals that had burned alive in these cars.
Mook describing the scene to ABC News. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. Number 10 Downing Street said the visit was a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. The unannounced visit came a day after Johnson pledged another $130 million in high-grade military equipment to the besieged country. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.